USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defending them, but China says it will retaliate against an increase in U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of them, went from 10% to 25% last night. The Trump administration hiking the tariffs after trade talks started breaking down several days ago.
We were getting very close to a deal, then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that.
This morning, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says he agrees with Trump's move.
They cannot build their middle class and worse, their military on the backs of American farmers and American manufacturers and American workers.
He was speaking to NBC News. North Korean state news says Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be at full combat posture after the U.S. said it seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
President Trump is criticizing James Comey after the former FBI director suggested during a CNN town hall last night that there seemed to have been enough evidence in the special counsel report to prosecute Trump for obstruction of justice. Trump tweets, Comey was a disgrace to the FBI, and that both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. A 19-year-old gunman in last month's shooting at a Southern California synagogue facing scores of charges.
The charges were announced by Robert S. Brewer, Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California.
A criminal complaint charges John Ernest with 109 counts.
Each count could carry the death penalty. I'm John Clemens.
Two suspects in this week's deadly shooting at a Colorado STEM school are to be formally charged today, 18-year-old Devin Erickson and an underage teen. They've been booked on dozens of charges after the shooting, which left one student dead and eight wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Alabama Senate is delaying a vote on a bill to ban abortions after an uproar over exceptions for rape and incest. The State House passing the bill last week, but the Republican-controlled Senate abruptly removed a rape and incest exception from the bill without allowing a roll call vote. After some heated debate between minority Democrats and Republicans, the Senate President Pro Tem moved to delay the vote on the bill until next week. The bill's sponsor saying she wanted the bill to be challenged and forced up the court system until the Supreme Court had to revisit Roe v. Wade. Missouri House Republicans reversing a move to allow public funds to pay in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Earlier this week, a House and Senate conference committee moved to strike budget language that forbids giving undocumented students money for college. Yesterday, the Missouri Republican-led House voted to affirm the restrictive language rather than take it out. The Senate will now debate whether the proposal will go back to the conference committee. And a judge in Palm Beach, Florida, is sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. More than 100 hours of recording will be kept under wraps, at least for now. The videos allegedly show women providing sexual services to dozens of clients, including the 77-year-old Kraft. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.